Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Again, I'm Father Edward Looney, and delighted to be able to celebrate today's Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is helpful for the homebound and for those unable to attend a Mass today in person. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, God created man in his image. God looked at everything he had made, and he found it very good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Today we gather on Labor Day, and we pray especially for the sanctification of human labor. And as we gather for this Mass now, let us first do so by calling to mind our sins and preparing ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, creator of all things, who have commanded the human race to bear the burden of labor, grant that the work we are beginning may bring progress in this life, and by your favor advance the spread of the kingdom of Christ. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, it is widely reported that there is immorality among you, an immorality of a kind not found even among pagans, a man living with his father's wife. And you are inflated with pride. Should you not rather have been sorrowful? The one who did this deed should be expelled from your midst. I, for my part, although absent in body, but present in spirit, have already, as if present, pronounced judgment on the one who has committed this deed in the name of our Lord Jesus. When you have gathered together, and I am with you in spirit, with the power of the Lord Jesus, you are to deliver this man to Satan for the destruction of his flesh, so that his spirit may be saved on the day of the Lord. Your boasting is not appropriate. Do you not know that a little yeast leavens all the dough? Clear out the old yeast, so that you may become a fresh batch of dough, inasmuch as you are unleavened. For our Paschal Lamb, Christ, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast, not with the old yeast, the yeast of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lead me in your justice, Lord. Lead me in your justice, Lord. For you, O God, delight not in wickedness. No evil man remains with you. The arrogant may not stand in your sight. You hate all evildoers. Lead me in your justice, Lord. You destroy all who speak falsehood. The bloodthirsty and the deceitful the Lord abhors. Lead me in your justice, Lord. But let all who take refuge in you be glad and exult forever. Protect them that you may be the joy of those who love your name. Lead me in your justice, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them, and they follow me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath, so that they might discover a reason to accuse him. But he realized their intentions and said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up and stand before us." And he rose and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" Looking around at them all, he then said to him, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored. But they became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Through the words of the Gospel, may your sins be wiped away. Well, today is Monday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time, and the readings that we have today are from the regular Ordinary Time cycle, but yet here we are, Monday, the first Monday of September, and it's Labor Day, and we hear a gospel about the Sabbath. Quite fitting, quite appropriate, and so it's worthy for our reflection, of course, because we know that in the very beginning, when God made the heavens and the earth, that on the seventh day, God rested, and then in the commandments given to Moses, God the Father said, "Honor thy Sabbath, keep it holy." And so we are to imitate God who rested on the Sabbath. And yet here we have Jesus doing good on the Sabbath, curing on the Sabbath, doing the work of God on the Sabbath. I think as we come together today for this Mass of Labor Day, it's a good opportunity perhaps for us to reflect on some of the saints and the labors that they've undertaken for the sake of the kingdom of God. For all the saints who from their labors rest. That's one of the lines of a song we often sing on All Saints Day, or maybe as we observe and keep the memory of another saint throughout the year, the labors of the saints. If we think about the labors of saintly people, I think we first begin maybe with the Holy Family. That we begin with the labor of mother and father, of Joseph and Mary, the labor of a mother and her love for Christ, as she cared for the home, prepared meals, as she did all of the work around the home. We think of the labor of St. Joseph, as we'll sing at the very end of this Mass, that St. Joseph was a quiet man who made things out of wood, recalling his carpenter trade and how in that work that he did, he was able to provide for his family and provide for them and for others, that his work was appreciated by those who acquired it. So the Holy Family, they are laborers. We can think of some of the great priests throughout the times of the church, the great priests who labored in missionary fields, who went to foreign lands like St. Francis Xavier, who went to India, that they labored for God, that they worked on behalf of God, and they undertook their work for that very purpose, for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. We can think of religious sisters who have worked as well, that yes, many religious sisters in the tradition have been cloistered or have been contemplatives, that their work was prayer, that they pray to Almighty God. In fact, just on Saturday, I was at the profession of a young woman in the Poor Clare Cullatine Order in Rockford, Illinois. So she's been a sister now for 10, 15 years in this religious community, makes her final vows on the Saturday before Labor Day, and now for the rest of her life, she will continue to labor for the church as an intercessor, as one who prays, and as some have said, that these contemplative orders, that they really are what hold the church and the world together. So we can think of these religious sisters and Today, September 5th, is a day in which we remember a particular religious sister known for her good works, known for her labors, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, Saint Teresa. That she, who was a religious sister in a different community, felt a call within a call to found a new community that would serve the poorest of the poor on the streets of India. And the stories that have been told about Mother Teresa and the people that she cared for, that maggots were in their wounds, but they were dying, but she wanted them to die with dignity, and she cleansed those wounds. That she labored, she worked out of charity for others, for their souls and for their health and their well-being. Mother Teresa always told her sisters that they had to make a daily holy hour in the morning, because it was from that prayer that would give power to the work that they would do and the work that they would undertake. I think of the other saints. We can think of lay saints, like Saint Gianna Mola, whose image I'm looking at as I'm preaching here right now in a stained glass window. That Saint Gianna was a doctor. She labored in that way for health and for helping others so that they may maintain good health. And so all of these saints used their work, whether they were religious, consecrated, ordained, whether they were lay, they used their work in order to glorify God. And maybe that's the reminder for us today on this Labor Day, that no matter what our job is, whether it's a job out in the workforce or maybe it's just quietly serving like Mary did at home, that work is meant to sanctify us, that work is meant to give honor and glory to God. God has given us the gifts that we use in the work that we do. And so now today we choose to do it for his honor and glory in the days and weeks and for the rest of our life. Let us now together pray for the world and the church. For our Holy Father and our bishops and priests who have given over their lives to God's work, and for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For the church, that we may imitate Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta in seeing Jesus in the face of others and by reaching out to the poor and the marginalized in society, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our world leaders will work for peace and religious freedom and work toward an end to terrorism and oppression, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the souls in purgatory, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who labor, for whom this Mass is being offered, especially for the unemployed and underemployed, that through the intercession of St. Joseph the Worker, they may obtain honest work and a living wage, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
O Lord our God, hear us this day, for as we rest, we know that when we do so, it is to empower and strengthen us to carry out the tasks you have given us through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. For the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord Lord, accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
O God, whom the offerings presented here, nourish the human race with food and renew with your sacrament. Grant, we pray, that the sustenance they provide may not fail us in body or in spirit, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you laid the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and entrusted the whole and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder, to rule in your name over all that you have made and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so, with all the angels, we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and you make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously to make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. From the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread. And giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we now celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension to heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with St. Teresa of Calcutta, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, the Order of Bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people that you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassionate, merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power,
and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Whatever you do in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Let us pray. Having been made partakers of this table of unity and charity, we beseech your mercy, Lord, that through the work you have given us to do, we may sustain our life on earth and trustingly build up your kingdom. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us for Mass today here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central. And don't forget to join Father Rocky tonight for the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Central. Up next, stay tuned for Cale Clark's The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. O Lady of good health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering our assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen. Let us pray a memorare, especially since St. Teresa of Calcutta is a great pro-life saint for the end of abortion throughout the world. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, was ever left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do we come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. St. Teresa of Calcutta sometimes would pray like a novena, 9 memoraries, and she would call it her flying novena, and she'd pray a 10th one in thanksgiving. Let's now sing St. Joseph Was a Quiet Man, number 736. St. Joseph was a quiet man who made things out of wood. He worked with love to guide his hand, and what he made was good. He lived with God, a little boy, from whom all things have come. He worked for him in peace and joy, who made the stars and sun.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.